I'd like to just do a couple things before we get started, and one is introduce the love of my life. Sally, would you turn around and wave, and congregation, would you make Sally welcome? God bless you. The other thing I want to do before I share the message that I believe the Lord has given me is to ask a question. When the phone call came and that my memory went back, I think it's probably been 10 years since we were here. And one of the things I remember about this church is just the love for the Lord, the small but mighty body who serves him here. And so I want to ask you a question. I'm intrigued, and I remember when I heard that the church had been renamed Jesus is Lord. And so I want to ask you, and I'd like maybe 5 or 6 answers just to get us started. What is it at Jesus is Lord Church that makes Jesus Lord? The love for Jesus and for one another. Once again, what is it that makes that Jesus is Lord Church? What is it that makes Jesus truly Lord?
Because God lives here.
You know, the word says, God dwells not in temples built with human hands. He doesn't live here in this building. He lives in the hearts of believers. That's where he lives. He's alive. He's mighty. He's powerful. Let me ask again on this side. What makes, if Jesus is Lord Church, what is it that makes Jesus Lord?
He takes the preeminence over everything.
Could we hear that a little louder, please?
He takes the preeminence over everything.
Amen.
He's in charge. He's in control.
Amen.
We're his flock. We follow.
Amen. One final thing. Go ahead.
Jesus.
What is it that makes Jesus Lord?
Jesus is Lord.
He is Lord.
And he's Lord here. That's it.
Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. Soon coming King. I hope you notice all the things that are going on around us. Yesterday, I just noticed driving through Petoskey, the No Kings demonstration. And as I drove by, I thought, no such thing as no king. Jesus is Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. Amen. Got one more question for you. You thought you were coming to hear from me. I came to hear from you. Is there anything God can't do? Can you think of anything God can't do?
All things are possible.
All things are possible.
He can't go against his word.
He can't go against his word. Very good. When I quote the words of Jesus, John 14:12 says, verily, now I want you to listen up. I believe what I really believe that what I'm sharing with you this morning, the Lord began to drop down into my heart right after I hung up the phone and said, yes, I'd come. It was that immediate. So I believe this is the word for this church in particular. Verily I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will even do greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. The way we tend to look at that is we look at it historically and we say, well, that's what Jesus said to those disciples. That's what he said to those apostles. But I want you to ask yourself this morning, did he say that to us? Is that really possible? Is there anything God can't do through the people of Jesus in Jesus is Lord Church? And I submit to you, there's the works that Jesus did, you do too. And greater works than these, because he's gone to the Father. My title this morning is Receiving Divine Assignments and Unwrapping and Opening Our Gifts. Jesus, I love to watch Jesus in ministry, and I do that in the four Gospels. Rather than just what he does or what he says, I like to just watch him minister. He's never at a loss. He's never confused. He's always on point. He's full of the Holy Spirit. And all of those things are also true for those who walk in the Spirit of God and who listen to the Spirit of God. Matthew shares one of these golden nuggets. Jesus, I got ahead of myself there for a minute. Jesus, as you watch him, in these Gospels, he teaches, he trains, he equips, he disciples, and he does it often using these little golden nuggets. We're going to just look at one of them. And one of those little golden nuggets, one day he's talking to his disciples and he says, freely you have received, freely give. That's all he says. He doesn't elaborate. The things we receive from God are not intended to be kept by the children of God. They're to be received and given away. Received, ministered to, and Jesus said, I did not come to be ministered to, but ministered and to give my life a ransom for many. Examples: grace, mercy, goodness, kindness. Freely you have received, give them away. The love of God, forgiveness, redemption, restoration. Freely received are to be given away. The works of Jesus, who is now departed from earth and seated at the right hand of the Father, freely given to us, are to be lavished on others. Spiritual things. As we talk about these, we need to thank God for our intellect, thank God for human reasoning. But this is another realm. Words of wisdom. Words of knowledge. Faith. Miraculous powers. prophecy, discerning of spirits, speaking in different kinds of tongues, intellectually or reasonably, they may make no sense whatsoever to the carnal mind. But of those things, Jesus says, freely you have received, freely give. So is there anything God can't do through his people at Jesus' Lord Church? No. God can do anything. Only what we are unwilling to first receive and then unwilling to freely give to those who need what we have. Let me stop and ask another question. How is that happening right now? Because I know it is. But how is that happening in this church?
The way we live our lives.
Have done we being fed?
Trying, the elevator's broken.
The elevator's broken. Our lives being touched with the love of Jesus? Yes, they are. Freely, you've received. Don't you dare keep that to yourself. Freely give it. Looking and believing God for a pastor, I hear. I want to encourage you to believe God for much more than a pastor. I believe that God has much more for you. And his word bears it out. I want to encourage you to look beyond as you pray into this and as you look for that leader. I want you to look for more than an officiant, a leader, or even a shepherd. As a church where Jesus is Lord, an equipper and a discipler is needed. When Jesus ascended, Ephesians tells us he ascended on high. Listen to this carefully. This is loaded. He ascended on high. He led captivity captive. Well, I'm not going to stop and dwell on that. We're going to move right over it. But that is very, very important, worth your study. So he led captivity captive, and catch this. He gave gifts to men. A pastor is only one of those gifts. Listen to what Jesus accomplished in just three verses of Scripture. I'm in Ephesians. I'm preaching out of it. I'm not reading from the Bible, but I'm in Ephesians 4, maybe 4, 5, and 6 is where you can find all that. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. The word actually teaches us that when Jesus came down off that cross and they put his body in the grave, in the spirit realm, he went into hell itself, where he spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So that is decisive victory language. He is truly Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. He that descended is the same that ascended that he might fill all things. And he gave some, listen up, to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why did he do this? What was his purpose in giving us those gifts? What purpose did Jesus have for these divine assignments? Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building of the body of Christ. So the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, if you really get a hold of what Jesus' purpose was, it was not that they would just do their ministries. Lead a worship service. Their purpose was to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Teach, to train, to empower. So Jesus of our church, you need more than a pastor. And Jesus has more than a pastor for you. I don't want you to just hear that. I want you to believe it. God is not done with this little church. Are you receiving your divine assignment? Are you unwrapping and opening your gifts? I want to encourage you that with the age of this congregation, it would be easy to look in the natural and say, well, someday when these people are reach the end of their life and they're passed away, the doors will close, and that'll be the end of it. Not so. God has plans for this church. And if you look in Scripture, some of the greatest ways that God uses his people is in their later years. So I want to say to you personally, to each and every one of you, God is not done with you. He is just getting started. So you may ask, if it's challenging to find a pastor, where do we look for apostles and teachers and evangelists? The answer is in your midst. Look among the living stones that God has used to lay the foundation and to begin what is here right now. Say yes to your call, even before God places you in it. Be faithful where you are, but don't plan to stay there. Over and over again, we see Jesus do this, and we see it in the life of the church. He says, thou hast been faithful in a small thing. I will put you in charge of greater. God's not done. He's just getting started. Expect the Lord to promote you. Expect him to elevate you to greater works than these. Thou hast been faithful in a small thing. I will put you in charge of greater. Hear the Lord saying to you personally, greater works than I have done, you will do. Because I go to the Father. You know, if you look at the, if you look at the situation in the world right now, it is easy to look and to think, oh, Satan's got the upper hand. He's got his claws into the government. He's got his teeth into society. He's even invaded the church. A woe is us. But if you read the book, God has Satan back to destroying principalities and powers and making a show of them openly. God's got Satan on a leash. He can go no farther than he's allowed. Jesus truly is King, Lord, Redeemer, Savior. And when this is all said and done, Satan and those who choose to follow him are going to be rounded up and cast into a lake of fire. God is not willing, the word tells us, that even one would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So what are you going to see? What are we going to see in the days to come? We're going to see a clash. Kingdom will rise against kingdom. Nation against nation. There will be chaos. And the Lord, in the midst of it, will separate the sheep from the goats. Suffering and persecution actually is very good for the church and very good for the kingdom of God. We see suffering as something to get about as far away as we possibly can. We see very little value in suffering. I want to read something quickly to you. I took notes as I listened to a man. If you can find this guy, listen to him. His name is, I was on YouTube last night. His name is Tyler Woods. And this, I just took some quick notes. The enemy does not want to suppress the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wants to eliminate it. The word of God are... The word of God is being regarded as hate speech. The time will come that they will kill you and think they are doing God a favor. The enemy is in our midst, and he hates Christ and hates his followers. Let me remind you, the enemy is defeated, and Jesus already has given us the victory. So set your eyes on the Word of God and the truth of heaven. The enemy will be defeated. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Be doers of the Word, and not yours only, deceiving yourselves. The spiritual, the natural man on the inside of us will argue and say, when talking about divine assignments, and apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. They'll say, who, me? Little old me? Could God use me? But the spiritual man, the man on the inside, will say, yes, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Even the things that Jesus did. Let me have an amen for that. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Anybody here apart from him? No, you're not. You are in him. And he is in you. Let me reach in my pocket. I want to show you a little illustration. I saw this on and I just thought it was a great illustration. This is just a simple little book. It was created in the image of my hand. Apart from my hand, it can do nothing. If I command it, it won't respond. If I give it orders, it doesn't hear. We, like this monk, are created in the image and likeness of God. God saw God is using you, and he's going to be using you even greater way. He wants you to know that freely you have received, freely live. I'd like to actually ask you to respond to what you've heard, and of your own will, I'd like to ask you to get out of your seats as an act of faith, come forward, and let's pray together, let's pray into what the Lord has just said to us. Let's intentionally, Doug and Sally included, let's intentionally say yes to the Lord's assignment even before he shows it to us. That's an act of faith. It's an act of trust. It's Lord, you are the way. You are King. You're the boss. Whatever you say goes. A time is coming where it's going to be all hands on deck. And the world is going to need to see, those in the world are going to need to see what Paul talked about when he said, when I came unto you, I didn't come with excellency of speech, but I came with demonstration of the power of God. That's what will convince these young people who have been robbed of the things of God. Would you come and join me? As you're coming, let me hear you say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes to your calling.
Yes to your calling.
Yes to your assignment.
Yes to your assignment.
Yes to your gifts.
Yes to your gifts.
We receive them.
We receive them.
And with our hearts, we intend to give them away. We will not keep them for ourselves.
We will not keep them for ourselves.
We are your messengers.
We are your messengers.
Lord, would you anoint us this morning?
Lord, would you anoint us this morning?
Would you place your hands upon us?
Would you place your hands upon us?
Would you allow us to hear you say?
Would you allow us to hear you say?
You have been faithful in a small thing.
You have been faithful in small things.
I will put you in charge of greater.
I will put you in charge of greater.
Whatever that is, Lord, we receive.
Whatever that is, Lord, we receive.
And the desire of our heart.
And the desire of our heart.
Is to one day hear you say.
Is to one day hear you say.
Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Oh.